alaikum. I notice we have some non-Muslim friends and family in the crowd, so I'll explain what that means. It means we're gonna kill you. I'm just kidding. People go, what? I always wonder what they're talking about, salami and bacon, what? Let me explain. Assalamu alaikum. It's a beautiful greeting. It's the greeting of peace. It's the greeting of the angels in heaven. And it means peace be with you. And I think it's a beautiful greeting. I think we should spread it throughout the land. Because truthfully, I believe you can tell how diverse the American Muslim community is just by listening to the way people say salam. That's right, I'm serious. Try it out sometime. Go to the mosque, you see one of our African-American Muslim brothers. Big guy like Azeem. Salaam alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum salam. How's it going, Ak? You got the wrong word, man. Aki. Gesundheit. You can always tell the ones who are faking the funk, right? Salaika salam. Excuse me? Salaika salam. No, thank you. You wait a minute, you see one of our Arab brothers, right? The original, real heavy set, guttural. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. What's up with the Arabs these days? They don't say alhamdulillah, they say alhamdulillah. Zayyik ya habibi bawallaki. This is not Arabic, by the way. This is Arabonics. If you wait a minute, you see one of our Latino Muslim brothers, right? Growing segment of our community. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Como estas, hermanito? Que fajalak? Alhamdulillah, I like being Muslim, man. You guys like enchiladas. Because you always say, inshallah, enchilada. You wait a minute, he's one of our white Muslim brothers, new Caucasian convert. Assalamu alaikum, brother Bob, how the heck are you? Wa alaikum salam, I'm doing just fabulous. What's up with the white guys? They always greet each other with violence. Hey, you just shot me, man. Hey, come on, cut it out. Stop punching me, man. For crying out loud. If you wait a minute, you see one of our Indo-Pakistani brothers. My personal favorite. My roots. You got to get the bobblehead going. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I lied. That's not my favorite. My favorite is actually the nasalized Pakistani auntie. Yeah, you know the one who goes, Aslan Liku. It's not even a language. I always think they're going to break out in a Bollywood dialect. Aslan Liku. Chudu. You guys are crazy, man. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that joke. You guys are enjoying the show, man. Give it up for yourselves. Beautiful crowd coming out tonight. Wonderful, beautiful. Every single color of the rainbow, every part of the world. It's a beautiful thing, man. We have a beautiful, large, diverse Muslim community, don't we? Because I'm from Chicago. We have a ton of Muslims. In fact, we have these uncles in the community. They're always bragging about it. We have 500,000 Muslims in Chicago. Just you think it. We are having 7 million Muslims in America. Can you imagine? Are bhai, we are having 1.2 billion Muslims in the whole entire world.
As if he had something to do with it. Always exaggerating and bragging, right?
When I first came to this country,
We used to pray Juma Namaz inside of a closet. Community is growing. But the thing is, he's bragging to his friends at work. Can you believe it, Bob? 7 million Muslims in America. He thinks Bob is impressed. He's not, he's scared. Talking to his coworkers over lunch, you know, did you hear that Abdul talking about 7 million of them? We gotta do something about this. For crying out loud. For crying out loud. That's a real white expression, isn't it? For crying out loud. You never hear a black guy say, yo, for crying out loud, man. You ever lose your patience with a white guy? What do they say? Hey, keep your pants on. What made you think I was going to take them off? Is this happening in restaurants across the country? You know, I ordered my food 20 minutes ago. Yeah, see, I'm taking my pants off, right? I've had enough. I'm crying out loud. Oh, man. No, but I'm really glad you guys are laughing. Sometimes I get on stage and people are scared. Oh, let's get out of here. Run while there's still time. It's bad. I get a lot of dirty looks walking on the street, boy. People looking at me as if I was responsible for 9/11. Can you believe that? Me responsible for 9/11? 7/11, maybe. And that's possible. But not no 9/11. It's gotten so bad, sometimes I just want to stop people in the street and be like, look, relax. I'm a Muslim, but I'm an American Muslim. That's right, I consider myself a very patriotic American Muslim, which means I would die for this country by blowing myself up. Inside of a Dunkin' Donuts. That guy really enjoyed that joke. Oh, man. Imagine what it feels like looking like me walking into the airport. Heads turn simultaneously. The security guys are right there. We got Muhammad 4 o'clock right there. Excuse me, sir. Can I see your ID? Yeah. And my middle name actually is Muhammad. That's what I thought. Come with me. You're going through the extra special security. Oh, man. It's bad in the airport. I don't know if you guys heard. Some Arab dudes got picked up just because they had a geometry textbook, some rulers, and a stencil. Yeah. Charged of possessing weapons of math instruction. Ridiculous, man. Of course, imagine what it feels like the moment I get on the plane. Ho, 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 ho. People can't believe it. In the middle of conversations, it's like, so where are you from? I'm gonna die. It's bad, man. And to be honest with you, I can't say I really understand what they're so scared of, okay? Because truthfully, if I was a crazy Muslim fundamentalist terrorist about to hijack the plane, this is probably not the disguise I would go with. Doesn't exactly keep me under the radar. No, but it's true, man. Of course, everybody's real nice to me once the plane safely lands. Right? Then they're just looking over, smiling, like. I'm just waiting for a real honest passenger at the end of the flight. You know, just come on. Excuse me, sir. I thought you were gonna kill us. Sorry about that. Remember when you got up to go to the bathroom? I was gonna stab you. For crying out loud. Oh, man, it's true though. That's what it feels like these days. It's a big important year for us, all right? Let's be honest, let's have some seriousness. Big important vote coming up. Yeah. Personally, yeah, that's right. Personally, I think everybody should exercise the rights to vote in a democracy. And I'm talking about American Idol. Just kidding. No, let's get the energy back. It is a big, important vote coming up. We got to get this one right. How many people are excited about voting in John Kerry? Make some noise. That's interesting. Let me ask that question another way. How many people in this room are excited about voting out George W. Bush? Make some noise. That's what I thought. Nobody really cares about John Kerry. Let's be honest. They could be running a pink baboon against Bush. Probably win, man. But it's a big election year, man. We got to get this one right. Two key issues in the election, right? Economy and foreign policy. Regarding the economy, everybody's up in arms because supposedly all the good jobs are being exported to India. Yeah, right. I'm from India. I took that personally. So I thought about it. I decided to do the right thing, the patriotic thing. I decided to volunteer myself to begin importing crappy jobs from India. Rickshaw drivers, snake charmers, maybe even a few computer programmers. Who knows? Foreign policy, Iraq war, terrorism, everybody's scared. Everybody's watching the war. I don't know if you guys know this, right after 9/11, people started talking about how Muslims around the world supposedly hate America. I was like, what? I'm an American Muslim. I'm gonna find out why I got internet access. I went on google.com. I did some research. I think I figured it out. I bet Muslims around the world would stop hating America if Americans just stopped killing them. I don't know for sure, it's just a theory. But somebody's gonna tell the White House. Haven't figured it out yet. I mean, think about it. This has gotta be a very awkward conversation. If you're the leader of some Arab nation, you know, you're like, yes, hello, Mr. Bush. Ahlan wa sahlan. Kayf al-hal, yo, Georgie. Listen, I want to talk to you. بس يعني I want to tell you, we love America, we love everything about you, we love to watch your Hollywood movie. Number one show in Middle East is Baywatch. No, really, it is. We love to drink your Coca-Cola and your Pepsi and eat your McDonald's Big Mac. We love to drive your big SUV. Especially the Hummer. But يعني we have one little problem. Stop killing us. Hello? Mr. Bush? Ya Georgie? He hung up. Let's burn some flags. That's all they ever do, man. Burn a flag, have a riot. Which I don't even understand, because Muslim countries just got to turn around and remanufacture them anyway. Chinese Muslims. Ridiculous, man. Man, it makes me sad. We're not a very politically active community. We're not a politically organized community. That makes me sad. Because this is in spite of the fact that we have conference after conference after conference about what? Muslim participation in the political process. Always that one guy at the conference, real passionate. We need more Muslim politicians. We need more Muslims in the media. Are bhai, we need more Muslim policymakers. What about you, uncle? You have three sons. What do they do? Mashallah, they're all doctors. I am so proud of them, even though one of them had to go to the Caribbean. Oh, man, but truthfully, we're not a politically organized community. Nobody seems to care about politics in the Muslim community. That really does make me sad. Because I feel that we as Muslims living in the West should be excited to exercise our rights to vote in a democracy. Because I don't know if you guys know this, there's still a lot of Muslim countries that have kings. What is it, the 15th century? Actually, it is according to the Islamic calendar. That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. But nevertheless, can you imagine living in a country where they choose the leader based on who his daddy was? Ridiculous! Some backwards people right there, man. I mean, I can just imagine before the Iraq war, if Saddam just gave in, you know, listen, I don't want a war. I don't want a war. I am willing to convert Iraq into democracy. And my son Uday will be running for president. Somehow they'd screw it up and Uday would lose the popular vote. And then Saddam would come out like, Uday did not lose. Uday did not lose. We have to have a recount. Only in one province in Basra. And the whole world community like, why should we trust your stupid recount? You have to trust it. Because the governor of Basra is my other son, Kuse. Oh, man. We have to deal with all these things these days, man. The community is growing. It's a big community. Part of the reason is because people keep converting to Islam. Give it up for the converts, ladies and gentlemen. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. You know, all these Muslims have these little convert projects going on. You know, they got that good friend who they're hoping. He's got MP, Muslim potential. I have a friend like that. I'm always talking about religion. One day he's like, hey, listen, dude, I'm totally not interested in organized religion. So I said, great, become a Muslim. We're the most disorganized people on earth. You'll be right at home, brother. No, but it's tough, man. When you convert to Islam, that's got to be tough, man. You know, you think about it, right? Your whole life changes. Everything about it. I heard of a brother a couple months into. He was like, man, you sure this thing is called Islam? Can't drink. Can't be with girls. I can't even eat a ham sandwich. Should be called Izhar, brother. Hey, thank you guys very much. My name is Azhar Osman. You guys are a great crowd. Enjoy the rest of the show. Assalamu alaikum.